Hi, I'm Graziella Pierangeli. I'm a part of the class of 2024, and my Praxis internship was a part of the Museum Fieldwork program, and I was working with Bryn Mawr Special Collections on a project called Representation Matters. The premise of the project was basically providing recommendations on how to make marginalized artists and makers more visible within the collections, since data on race, ethnicity, gender, sexuality, and other demographic information isn't really noted in the catalogs right now. I worked with a cohort of two other students, one of whom was looking at the religious aspects of objects and how to better catalog those, and then the other student, Spencer, was working with me on more the artist and maker side. And this project is really aiming towards making marginalized authors more visible so that they can be researched better. And this will have the general benefit of allowing more diverse research and findings to come out of the special collections. Because obviously when you have more diverse voices able to be located, research will be more diverse. But that being said, it's not necessarily a simple project, and coming up with a list of recommendations was kind of riddled with all of these ethical concerns and like navigating the power structures that are inherent to the archives. So our goal is to battle archival silence and kind of the removal of diverse voices from the archive, but we also are navigating a system that's not necessarily intended to uplift diverse voices. So some of the things that we had to think about and make recommendations on was who should be noted as we're working through these cataloging issues. The main premise of the project was to note marginalized races, genders, sexualities, but should the people in power also be noted, like white people, men? Should straightness be cataloged? And ultimately, Spencer and I both thought that the answer is yes, because it's important that we're pressing against the idea that there is a naturalness to the people who are in power, or that whiteness or being a man or being straight isn't an identity that's playing into the way that you're thinking through life and creating art and writing. So that was one of the things that we had to think about. Another one was kind of the language around identity, and this was a really complicated topic because we're navigating the principle of self-definition, which is basically the idea that someone should be able to define their own identity for themselves. But we're also looking at accessibility and making these artists findable for modern audiences. And what happens linguistically is over time, the terms that people use to describe themselves and their race or sexuality or gender change. So these are constantly altered categories that we're trying to classify in a really findable, standardizable way. So that means that self-definition and accessibility are often at odds with one another. And there are a lot of terms that become acceptable over time that weren't acceptable years ago. Like, for example, the word queer has been really normalized and socially over the past 50 years, but it used to be a slur, so it wouldn't necessarily be ethical to put public-facing keywords such as queer on an artist who wouldn't have identified as such. And the reverse is true. Language to describe race changes over time, and words that artists might have identified with 50 years ago might not be respectful now. So we kind of had to think about how to navigate the constantly changing language around identity. So those are just two examples of some of the challenges of this project, and that we had to put a lot of consideration and reading of theory and just general thought into. And ultimately, I think that this internship has given me a deeper perspective into what archival really works and how complex and nuanced the process of cataloging is. I think that it made the technical skills of archiving more evident, but it also showed me what the challenges are and how much goes into the process of categorization. Ultimately, I'm very grateful for the opportunity to explore museum work through this very hands-on internship alongside the more theoretical aspects of my class in the help of my peers and professors and advisors that helped me kind of make sure I was getting a well-rounded view of my project and really thinking through all the aspects as thoughtfully as possible.